This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. So I saw the story and I read it. It's Costco. It's Costco employees revealing what they hate most about its customers.
Oh, okay.
Things your customers do that they cannot stand. Did you know that when they move one of those pallets, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
All right. When they move one of those pallets inside the store, they say they find hundreds of these little cups that these samples are given out
in. That makes sense.
That people grab the samples, go down the aisles,
and then
eat whatever, and you're right.
Yeah.
Throws it right behind the pallets. They hate that.
I can see that. Well, you know, they don't keep put trash cans conveniently
exactly.
everywhere.
Exactly. What do you want us to do with
you,
it?
You either put it behind a pallet or you put it in your cart.
Guess what? Now, when I go to Costco, I'm doing that.
Now you know where to put it.
Yeah. Now I know it really gets on your nerves, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and grab with me one of those cups and boom, 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 right behind the pallet. The other thing that people do, and I do this, and I want to apologize to King Soopers and Safeway for this because I'm notoriously doing this, and it's not bringing the cart back, which I don't do that either. But
I can't believe you don't do that. It's so easy. But you remember sorry to interrupt, but remember statistically, like you're an ass hat?
Yeah.
I almost said the other word.
Yeah. Yeah.
D-bag.
Yeah.
Well, I usually get out of the parking lot.
That's even better. A D-bag.
Yeah. I usually get out of the parking lot before I'm spotted. So I figure that they don't know who left it. So.
Do you have one? Assware. Right? That's yours?
Yeah.
That's a good call, though.
I said ass hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See if you can come up with another slam for me.
Okay.
Yeah, Google or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, here's what they really hate, they say, and I do this, and I'm so sorry, okay, that we take items off the shelf we're going to buy, put them in our cart. We go down the aisle, go around a corner, and then there's a display of that item item like that, different brand. Say it's ketchup, let's say. Okay, I grabbed the Heinz, got it in my bag. I go down there, and all of a sudden, whoa, look at this, on sale. I'll take that one and put it right back up there where the on sale items are.
Doesn't everybody do that?
Yeah.
I never go back to where the original Heinz ketchup was.
They say they spend so many hours every day, their employees, just correcting this thing that everybody does. And you're right. Everybody does it.
It's like when listen, this is on them, okay? They're the ones that put something cheaper down the next aisle.
You're right.
It's like the people that perfectly fold the shirts and you have to dig through the shirts, right? And then you feel bad that you just messed up all those shirts to get a medium.
No,
right?
You're right. You're right. It is kind of on them. I'm glad you said that, Jamie, because I'm not going to change my ways, okay? I will apologize for doing it in the past, but I'm going to do it in the future, too, because you don't want to go. You're not going to go down 4 different aisles to go back and put that Heinz ketchup back.
And Kohl's for kids in the kids section is the worst. They have all those pants folded, and I have to dig through all of them and find the tag and find what size he is. And then, I'm sorry, I left them like that. I'm not going to sit there and while I have a little kid with me, fold them all perfectly back.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. No.
Here's what the employees are also saying. Now, this is Costco along with other grocery stores. They would much rather, with with the Heinz ketchup. That we'll stick with that, okay? Yep. They would much rather you grab the one that's on sale, put it in there with the Heinz, and then when you get to the counter, go ahead and give them the Heinz so they can take it back and replace it.
Okay.
Don't, because when you stick it on a shelf, it's like an Easter egg. Okay? They've got to go searching for it. They got to look for that stuff that's out of place. If you'll just take it to the counter and say, here, I don't want this one, I'm buying this one. They have no problem with that.
All right, good to know. All right, thank you
so
for that.
So from moving helpful forward, hints. That's what we need to do. To be nice people.
But I feel like we're helping them out. Like, this just keeps them busy. I would hate to be at work bored. Wouldn't you rather be doing something at work rather than just standing around?
You're a douche too, aren't you?
Yeah. That's like the guy who won't return his shopping carts because it gives people work. Yeah. Like, dude, just return your shopping cart.
Dude, you're saying the same thing I've said, Carson. Yeah. And you just called me names.
Well, now we
you're
can
no
call
different.
Him names.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ass Square.
Yeah. He's a dingleberry. Yeah.
A dingleberry.
Yeah. Good one.
Much, Fidel.
Yeah.
So take it up to the counter and just tell them, I'm not going to purchase this one, and then everybody's happy.
Good to know.
Okay.
Wow, that was very helpful.
Well,
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.